You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if I told you that within each of us lies a tug of war? A battle between what we desire and what God desires for us. And what if the key to our peace, purpose, and joy hinges on aligning our will with God's? In the world of sports, we often see the underdog striving to overcome the odds, battling with all their might to secure a victory. But what happens when they realize that the path to victory isn't through their own strength, but through embracing the coach's strategy, trusting that he knows best? Similarly, in our lives, we face moments where our will clashes with God's will. And in those moments, what should we do? Today, we are going to explore the profound truth of choosing God's will over our own and the blessings that follow when we surrender our plans to Him. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, Philippians 2, verse 13 reminds us, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure." This verse encourages us to trust that God is actively at work in our lives, guiding our desires and actions to align with His divine purpose. By seeking God's will over our own, we allow Him to shape our paths according to His perfect plan. Now let us explore the beauty of submission. Submission, my friends, is often viewed as a weakness, a surrender of power. But in God's kingdom, submission is a gateway to freedom. When we submit our will to God's, we open ourselves to His divine guidance and protection. The story of Abraham in Genesis 22, verses 1 to 2, reveals this beautifully. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Isaac. It was an unimaginable request, yet Abraham obeyed, showing us that submission to God's will often requires sacrificing our own desires. Through his obedience, Abraham found God's provision and blessing. In our lives, submission can be difficult. We have our own dreams, plans, and desires. But when we choose to submit to God's will, we align ourselves with His perfect plan. Psalm 37, verse 4 tells us, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." When we align our will with God's, our desires become aligned with His. He fulfills them in His perfect timing. Submission is not about losing ourselves. It's about discovering our true selves in God's plan. It's about letting go of our limited perspective and embracing God's infinite wisdom. In Philippians 2 verses 5 to 8, we see the ultimate example of submission in Jesus Christ. He humbled Himself even to the point of death on a cross. Through His submission, He brought salvation to the world. When we submit to God's will, we find peace, knowing that He is in control. Isaiah 26, verse 3, promises, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Submission leads to trust, and trust leads to peace. It's a cycle that brings us closer to God and aligns us with his purposes. Submission also brings protection. When we follow God's will, we are under his covering. In Psalm 91, verses 1 to 2, the scripture tells us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust." In submitting to God's will, we find refuge and safety. Submission allows us to see God's power at work in our lives. In James 4, verse 7, it says, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submission enables us to resist the enemy and align ourselves with God's protection. When we surrender to God, we experience his strength and his victory over our challenges. Through submission, we also experience God's faithfulness. In Luke 1,
coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Verses 38 to 39, we read about Mary's submission to God's will when the angel Gabriel told her that she would bear the Son of God. Despite her uncertainty, she declared, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Through her submission, she became part of God's incredible plan for salvation. Submission brings us closer to God's heart. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, we learn that to obey is better than sacrifice. God desires our hearts to be aligned with His, and through submission, we draw closer to His heart and His desires for us. My friends, submission brings transformation. Romans 12, verse 2, encourages us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Submission renews our minds and transforms our lives, aligning us with God's perfect will. Through submission, we also discover humility. In Matthew 26, verse 39, Jesus prayed, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Jesus submitted to God's will, demonstrating humility and surrender. When we submit to God's will, we also demonstrate humility and a willingness to follow His plan. My friends, submission opens the door to God's blessings. In Ephesians 5, verse 21, we are urged to submit to one another in the fear of God. When we submit to God's will and to one another, we experience His blessings in our relationships and in our lives. Submission aligns us with God's purpose and His blessings. Now, let us explore the strength found in obedience. My dear friends, obedience is closely related to submission, but it takes the next step. While submission is aligning our will with God's, obedience is acting on His will. The strength found in obedience is unparalleled because it brings us into harmony with God's power. We see a powerful example of obedience in the story of Noah in Genesis 6, verses 13 to 14. God instructed Noah to build an ark, a task that seemed absurd at the time. Yet, Noah obeyed, and through his obedience, he and his family were saved from the flood. Obedience often requires stepping out in faith, even when we don't understand God's plan. Let us reflect on what happened in Joshua 6, verses 2 to 5. God instructed Joshua to march around the city of Jericho for 7 days. It seemed illogical, but Joshua obeyed, and the walls of Jericho fell. Through obedience, we tap into God's power, and He fights our battles for us. In our daily lives, obedience can be challenging because it requires trusting God's plan over our own. However, Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 2 promises, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." My friends, obedience leads to blessings beyond our imagination. Obedience is also an act of love. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." When we obey God, we show our love for Him. It's an expression of our devotion and trust. Through obedience, we deepen our relationship with God, and we experience His love in new and profound ways. Furthermore, obedience brings transformation. In Romans 12, verse 2, we are urged, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Therefore, obedience renews our minds and transforms our lives, aligning us with God's perfect will. Through obedience, we become instruments of God's grace. In Acts 9, verses 10 to 17, Ananias obeyed God and went to Saul, despite his fear. Through his obedience, Saul, who became Paul, encountered God's grace and was transformed into a mighty apostle. Our obedience can have a ripple effect, impacting the lives of others for God's glory. Obedience also strengthens our faith. In Hebrews 11, verses 8 to 10, we read about Abraham's faith-driven obedience. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. Through obedience, our faith grows as we trust God to lead us. In obedience, we also experience God's favor. In 1 Kings 3, verses 3 to 14, we see how Solomon's obedience led to God's blessings. Solomon loved the Lord and walked in his statutes. In response, God gave Solomon wisdom and great wealth. Obedience aligns us with God's favor and opens the door to his blessings. Through obedience, we develop resilience. In Daniel 3, verses 16 to 18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship the golden image that was set up by King Nebuchadnezzar, even under the threat of death. Their obedience gave them the strength to withstand the fiery furnace. In our own lives, obedience to God gives us resilience to face challenges. Obedience also brings us closer to God's heart. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, we learn that to obey is better than sacrifice. God desires our hearts to be aligned with His, and through obedience, we draw closer to His heart and His desires for us. My friends, obedience allows us to experience God's peace. Jesus assures us in John 14, verse 27, saying, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Through obedience, we experience God's peace, even in the midst of trials. And now, let us turn our attention to the peace discovered in trust. My friends, trust is the foundation of our relationship with God. When we trust Him, we surrender our worries, fears, and anxieties, and we find peace. The story of Daniel in the lion's den, in Daniel 6, verses 16 to 17, illustrates this beautifully. Despite facing a terrifying situation, Daniel trusted God, and God delivered him from the lions. Trusting God means letting go of our need for control and allowing Him to lead us. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 27, Jesus teaches, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" When we trust God, we realize that He cares for us and will provide for our needs. Trust also means believing in God's promises, even when circumstances seem dire. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God reassures us, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Trusting God gives us the courage to face challenges, knowing that He is with us. Through trust, we find rest. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus invites us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Trusting God allows us to rest in His peace, knowing that He carries our burdens. Trusting God also brings hope. When we trust God, we have hope for the future, knowing that He has good plans for us. My friends, trust transforms our perspective. Trusting God helps us see that even in difficult times, He is working for our good. Trust brings joy into our lives. In Psalm 16, verse 11, we read, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." When we trust God, we experience the joy of His presence and the blessings of His will. In Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 19, the prophet writes, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills." Trusting God gives us resilience to face adversity with joy. Through trust, we find strength. In Isaiah 40, verses 30 to 31, the Bible tells us, "Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Trusting God renews our strength and empowers us to overcome. Trust also allows us to experience God's protection. In Psalm 91, verses 1 to 2, we read, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." Trusting God places us under His protective care, and we find safety in His presence. My friends, trust brings peace that surpasses all understanding. It fills our hearts with His peace, even in the midst of uncertainty. My friends, choosing God's will over our own brings beauty, strength, and peace into our lives. When we submit to Him, obey His voice, and trust in His plans, we align ourselves with His divine purpose. As we embrace God's will, we experience the fullness of His love, His protection, and His blessings. Let us seek to align our hearts with His and walk in faith, knowing that His plans are always for our good and His glory. May we find joy, peace, and strength in the journey of surrendering our will to God's. And may His will be done in our lives, now and always. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, I come before You today in awe of Your greatness and Your glory. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. I praise You for Your infinite wisdom, for Your love that never fails, and for Your unending mercy. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and I exalt Your holy name. Father, I thank You for Your goodness in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. I thank you for the gift of life, for your provision and for your protection. I am grateful for your grace that sustains me and for your love that surrounds me. I ask for your forgiveness for my sins, knowing that I have fallen short of your glory. I also forgive those who have wronged me, as you have commanded, and I ask for your cleansing and renewal. Lord, I come before you with a heart of submission, seeking to align my will with yours. I ask for the strength to obey your voice and to trust in your perfect plan for my life. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done in my life, and I rebuke any plans of the enemy that seek to derail your purpose for me. I bind any spirit of fear or doubt in the name of Jesus, and I declare that I will walk in faith and obedience. Father, I pray for your peace that surpasses all understanding to fill my heart and mind. I declare, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I bind every attack of the enemy against my health, my family, and my future. I declare healing in the name of Jesus over every sickness or disease, and I rebuke every spirit of infirmity. I ask for your strength to overcome every challenge and for your wisdom to guide me in every decision. Lord, I declare your blessings upon my life and my loved ones. I declare that we are blessed in the city and blessed in the country, that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out. In the name of Jesus, I declare that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath. I declare that your favor surrounds us as a shield, and that your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. I declare that we are healed, that we are whole, and that we are prosperous in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for your protection over us. I declare that no harm shall come near our dwelling, and that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, let your angels encamp around us. I rebuke every spirit of division or strife in our relationships, and I declare unity and love in the name of Jesus. I pray for your blessings upon their lives, that they may walk in your purpose and experience your joy and peace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, seeking your guidance and your blessings. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your peace fill our hearts, and let your protection surround us. We ask for healing, for strength, and for your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all things. We declare victory in the name of Jesus over every attack of the enemy, and we claim healing in every area of our lives. Lord, we give thanks for your love and your grace, and we ask for your provision and guidance. Let your Holy Spirit fill us and empower us to walk in your will. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.